Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show. I am Riggs from Riggs and Alley on 103.7 KISS FM. You might also be listening on 99.1 The Mix, Hot 105.7, or 1250 AM The Fan. Good morning and welcome to the program. Gina Orlando, who is the Area Director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or just AFSP for short, and this year's Out of the Darkness Walk. We're very excited about it and happy to have you back on. I talk to you every year. What is this, 5 years in a row now?
I lost count, but I am so excited and happy to be here, too.
We're happy to have a great partnership with you. Our company, Odyssey, actually partnered with AFSP for this year's I'm Listening program, which aired back in September. And do you know anything about that partnership, how that came to be? Is that going to be like a thing moving forward with us? Because I think it's a great little merriment that we have.
Yeah, I believe. And it's also trickled down now from a national level to a local level.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was so excited and was happy to mention, oh, that's awesome, because we already have a great relationship with our Odyssey partners here in Milwaukee.
Right. We do.
So it is, I believe, ongoing, and we'll be able to do some good work together going forward.
That's awesome.
Or I should say, continue to do good work together.
Absolutely, yeah. Saving lives and helping, bringing hope to those that are affected by suicide. And this year's walk is October the 10th at Veterans Park.
Yes. In person.
Jinx. How excited are you to have everyone back together in person? Does that mean a lot to you?
Oh, I could just cry thinking about it. Yes, it does. It really, really does. And while I am very excited, I got to admit I'm a little nervous. It's a big event, and with everything going on, I don't want to give the impression that we're not aware that we're still in the midst of a pandemic.
Sure, there's a pandemic going on. People are getting sick out there. So,
yeah, so we're going to be very cautious. We've got some changes, but overall, I think people need this connection. That's one of the people ask all the time, well, how long is the walk? And I might not be able to finish. And is it okay if I don't walk? And I always say, our walk is important. The walking, seeing a big group of people walking together brings awareness. But for many people, our walk is not about the actual walking. It's about the connection. It's about looking at somebody, seeing the honor bead color they're wearing, and immediately making connection with them because you understand what they're going through. And the power that comes from being surrounded by people and looking out and truly not just seeing but feeling that you're not alone in your loss of somebody to suicide, and you're not alone if you are somebody that struggles, and you can see that and you can feel the hope that it creates.
It's very, so you're, in other words, it's very important for this to be an in-person event as much as possible when it is. That human connection really helps.
It really does.
When I lost my uncle to suicide, and I've lost friends since then. And when I did, reaching out to people, I found survivors of suicide loss group. It was a support group. And it was just a room with 8 or 10 people that had all lost someone to suicide. Friends, daughters, sons, husbands, wives, girlfriends, fiancés. And there's something about being around people that have walked that walk and know what it's like, and know how it's different than losing someone any other way.
It really is, because there's so many complexities that come along with it. And one of the things I always think about, and this is a hard one for people who are dealing with suicide loss, is there's often a sense of relief. With that sense of relief, because this person, you've seen them struggle, and you've maybe, you know, wake up wondering and worrying about them. With that sense of relief comes guilt. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel that?
I shouldn't be happy that they're gone.
Right.
It feels weird.
And it's not happiness, but that's what's going through your mind. And so you don't want to talk to anybody about that, because then they're going to think you're a horrible person. It's very hard to go through. It's very hard to work through those feelings and the complexity that comes with suicide loss. And being surrounded by others who might understand, whether that's in a support group setting, a walk like ours, our survivor of suicide loss events that we hold, it just brings this comfort and support that you don't find often when it comes to loss of suicide or supporting somebody who you love who is struggling, and then especially being the person who is struggling.
Yeah.
You don't find that same kind of support that you do if you tell somebody that you've just been diagnosed with fill in the blank with a lot of other illnesses, yeah. you don't tend to find the same support. And we're really working to change that. And I see that changing. And mm-hmm. that has a lot to do with our walks.
There's no judgment there, which is another thing that I love. Everybody kind of, they've walked the same path. We know where we are. And the Out of the Darkness walk is October 10th at the Veterans Park.
Yes.
We're talking with Gina Orlando this morning. And you mentioned earlier the honor beads and how you can look at someone and see their honor beads. And I think this is a really, really beautiful thing that you do at the Out of the Darkness walks. And it happens at every Out of the Darkness walk around the country. Can you explain what the honor beads are to people and what they mean when you see people? They look like Mardi Gras beads. So
yes.
Looks like party beads, but it's not. They have a meeting.
Right.
Please.
So we call them honor beads. They're 9 colors, and each color represents your connection to the cause. And I won't go through all 9 colors, but I will tell you my honor bead colors.
Sure, I'll tell you mine.
I wear purple because I've lost to close friends and relatives. I wear green because I have a personal struggle. I wear teal because several people I love struggle. And I wear blue because I support suicide prevention.
And I also wear purple and blue for the same reasons. Those are my colors. I always grab for those. Those are the ones that I go for first.
And your first time coming to an Out of the Darkness walk, mm-hmm. how was that for you, I guess I wonder, as a participant?
I thought it was... I liked it a lot. I really did, because I didn't know what it was. And when I figured out that, wow, there's something for everybody. There's somebody that's struggling with suicidal thoughts. There's something for them. There's something for everyone. There's even a bead color for someone that's just there to support the cause overall. They may not know someone affected by suicide, but they know that it's something that's important to support and it's important to prevent, and it's something that can be prevented. And it made me feel even less alone being there. And I can't imagine. That's exactly how I felt.
And the blue beads are important, I think, because we're seeing more and more people who are just wearing blue beads. And that has not always been the case with our walks. And a lot of other walks, again, and I don't want to take away from any other type of cause. We all have a need.
Absolutely.
But our walk has not traditionally been attended just by people who support the cause. And seeing people who are only wearing blue beads means that more people are coming out and saying, this is an issue, this needs attention, and this is an issue, that a cause that I'm going to support.
Yeah.
That to me is incredible, and that to me shows that we are making true change.
Absolutely, because there's still, even though there is a change, there's still a big stigma behind suicide. I even know when I lost my uncle at his funeral, there were 3 different reasons going around as to how he died. Nobody wanted to kind of say what had happened. Did you see any of that in the early days of this walk? Because you've been doing this for many, many, many years. Have you seen the change in that? Were people very still stigmatized? Have you seen that change with people coming to the walk as well?
I have, and I've heard stories directly from people, particularly, again, about the honor beads. One of my favorite memories is receiving an email the day after one of the first walks I did. I think it was back in 2013, the first walk that I helped coordinate, and the person told me that they weren't ready. They had still not accepted the loss of their daughter, but when they were walking up to the honor bead tent and they saw somebody else wearing white beads, it changed for them, and that was the first step they took toward accepting and toward healing.
Yeah.
And I have seen that change, more people willing to talk about it. Maybe still a little hesitant,
mm-hmm.
sometimes still whispering, but there has been definite change. We still have a long way to go. I will say one of the silver linings of the pandemic is that more people are talking about mental health,
yes.
talking about risk of suicide,
mm-hmm.
and more people than ever are reaching out for help, which is huge, because reaching out is not an easy thing to do, and I can say that as a person who struggles myself.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Gina Orlando, the area director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Out of the Darkness walk is in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee walk. There's several walks. I said walk so many times. Milwaukee walk. October 10th at Veterans Park, afsp.org/Milwaukee for all the information. Now, a lot of people, when they do these types of things, great, you're raising money. That's awesome. Where does the money go towards? What does it support? So when you make a donation to the Out of the Darkness walk, when you support a team or an individual, there's a ton of beautiful programs that you put on at AFSP. And I know there's there's some new ones as well. So what are some of the resources that are available?
One, we have a lot of resources for people who have been affected by suicide, suicide attempts, or people who've lost somebody to suicide. So our website, afsp.org/Wisconsin, has a lot of just information at your fingertips. We also create survivor of loss packets for funeral homes, for the medical examiner's office. We're trying to get these resources into people's hands without them having to search for them.
Yeah.
Our programming, we have an incredible new program coordinator,
yes.
Sarah Colbeck. She's amazing and has hit the ground running by making sure that she's been offering programming almost weekly, whether it's our Talk Saves Lives, which is an introduction to suicide prevention. We have a brand new program called It's Real Teens and Mental Health that is for high school students. We have a new program called Supporting Those at Risk, which is specifically to help people who are supporting somebody who is struggling and how to take care of that person, understanding that recovery is a process, and then also taking care of yourself through that process mm-hmm. as you're supporting someone else. We have programs for firearms and suicide prevention and seniors and suicide prevention. Our loss programs like the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. And coming up in December, December 1st and 2nd, we have our Suicide Bereavement Clinician Training, which helps our clinicians, anyone really who's administering care or counseling to somebody who has been bereaved by suicide, can take this training and understand a little bit more about the complexities of treating somebody who has been bereaved by suicide. And with that, they then get added to our database, and a searchable database on our website, so that when someone is looking for a clinician, they can find someone with that particular education, which is huge. And there's so much more. I could talk to you for an hour or more about this.
And all of these programs can be brought to a workplace or a school or an educational setting or even just your own community free of charge.
Most of them. The clinicians training does offer CEUs, so that's not something that we host that
yes.
on an annual
continuing education
basis.
Credits.
Yes, but what? Talk Saves Lives, any module of that, More Than Sad, we have a few modules for that, including one for parents and educators. Our It's Real programs, which are for high school students. We also have one for college. All of those programs are offered free of charge. You call us, we'll schedule either in person, or we are now able to offer virtual programming, which is another silver lining. We weren't able to do that before COVID, and now that we are, we're able to reach a lot more people.
Now, going back to talking about suicide, and I think language is very important when you're talking to somebody about suicide.
Definitely.
And a lot of these programs give that introduction to safe language and how to talk to somebody. So what are some kind of general quick 101 tips to talking to someone about suicide? If you have a friend that's struggling, they feel like they can't make it, they've already talked about, they're sad, they're hopeless, you can tell something's not right. What are some things that we can say safely to these friends and loved ones of ours?
If I could get every person to understand one thing and one thing only, it's that it's okay to ask somebody if they're thinking about suicide. It's mm-hmm. a scary question and one that isn't easy to ask, and often people shy away from asking it. It's okay to ask that question and can really make a difference for that person who is struggling with it to know they have somebody safe to talk to. Another thing I would say is check out our Real Convo guides, afsp.org/Real Convo. There's several booklets and links that you can use to have these conversations. They're not easy, but asking somebody if they're thinking about suicide and letting them know that you are a safe person for them to talk to, listen without judgment, And don't try to fix it. Just listen. Encourage them to get help. Encourage them to see a professional. Let them know that it's okay to seek out a mental health professional, or even start by talking to their primary.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are feeling hopeless, when you have sadness that lasts longer than 2 weeks, that's a time to get help. It doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you other than you're experiencing a medical issue and you need to see a medical professional.
You would go if you had a bleeding. If you were internally bleeding, you would go to your doctor. If you had, if you broke your arm doing something stupid like climbing up on a ladder, you would go to a doctor immediately.
Yes.
Immediately. So you would see, when you see those warning signs in your brain, it's like having a leak, like a leaky faucet. If you see the drips, just one or two drips, it's going to turn into a big puddle and it's going to be a bigger problem if you don't nip it in the bud. And I'm glad that you said that question about asking someone about suicide, because it also puts them in a place where they have to confront that thought and they have to, it becomes real to them. That you as the friend have now asked them about that. So, wow, maybe, am I really thinking about suicide? It forces them to think and just sit back and listen. It is a scary question, but it's powerful ask that. We're talking to Gina Orlando's, the area director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Out of the Darkness Walk is October 10th at Veterans Park. What are some of the interesting things we have going on at this year's walk? Because I know every year is always, it seems like it grows every year, and there's always something different, like a new twist. I know the year that I was there, we had a dove release. We had the Honor Guard that came out. What's happening this year?
We do have the Honor Guard coming out again. Nice. So I'm excited about that. We have a special appearance from DJ Shauna.
Cool.
So we're really happy about that. We have, it's a little scaled back. Yeah. We are doing things a little bit differently. We are bringing back our daisies for floating on the pond at Veterans Park. And one cool thing that we are doing that will, a lot of people will be happy about, if you register online, you no longer have to wait in line to check in.
Oh, good.
If you've registered online and you don't have a t-shirt to pick up and you don't have any donations to turn in, you can just start checking out the resources. We have our sponsors coming out for our sponsors and several community organizations coming out to offer community resources. And we're just really excited to be back in person. And the other thing is, we really have no idea how Walk Day is going to play out. Yeah. So we have grown a lot over the course of 14 years. This is our 14th year doing this event. Wow. And, you know, I'm excited to just see what happens on walk day, but, we'll have our same old elements, the honor beads. We'll have an opening ceremony. We will have, you know, just some different incentives for the walkers who are there, but we're kind of not sure exactly what's going to happen, but we're excited that just the thought that we're going to be back in person and be able to spend that time together with our community.
To some people that may still be a little uncomfortable going to a larger group setting, is there a way that they can participate as well if they don't, they're maybe not ready to go out into a big crowd yet? Some people still are.
Most definitely. Registering just means that you're supporting the cause. We want every person to walk where they feel comfortable. Choose your own adventure. Walk with a group of friends in your neighborhood or at your favorite walking trail. And if you do, take some pictures, post them on social using hashtag AFSPWI and hashtag Together to Fight Suicide, and send your pictures to us and we'll post them on our social. We'll include them in our newsletter. And then we are planning toward the end of walk season, after all of the walks in the state have been completed, we'll be hosting a virtual ceremony for people to kind of check out, just see all the different things that have developed over the course of the walk season and share a little bit online. So there's something for everyone. You don't have to come down to Veterans Park. We understand if you don't want to. What matters most is that you celebrate the walk the way that you want to, whether that's with us or on your own with your own group of friends. But we will all be together fighting suicide.
And that is October 10th at Veterans Park, afsp.org/Milwaukee. And I wanted to also give you a chance to talk about upcoming events in case people can't make that. I know International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day and the suicide. Can you talk about suicide as a drag?
Oh, yes.
Because I know you're very excited about that.
We're very excited about
it. First ever drag show.
First ever AFSP Wisconsin drag show. Suicide is a drag. Tickets are going on sale or will be on sale Friday, October 1st.
Okay.
So we are very excited about that. It's at Turner Hall on December 15th. And the proceeds will benefit the Milwaukee Out of the Darkness Walk.
Yep.
It's something we've been wanting to do for a long time, so we're really excited about it.
How did you make that happen?
Well,
because I know you've talked about, I've known you for years and you've been wanting to do this. And yes, when you told me it was happening, I was.
It ended up being right under my nose. My hairstylist is pretty big in the drag community. I'm pretty close with somebody who works for the Pabst Theater Group. Mm-hmm. And I put the two together and made some calls. And together we all made it happen. And now it's happening. I still can't believe it's happening. But
it's awesome.
Visit our website. Oh, it's actually not on our website yet, but it will be soon.
Yes.
So that's coming up. Again, our clinician training is going to be December 1st and 2nd. Uh-huh. The day before the clinician training, on November 30th, we will be offering a free suicide survivors loss workshop, mm-hmm, with Dr. Jack Jordan, who is pretty renowned in the world of suicide prevention. Yeah. That's all virtual. The clinician training and the workshop are all virtual. The registration links are online. Our International Survivors of Suicide Loss events are online. We're hosting one in person and one virtually for a statewide event. So again, if you're not comfortable coming in person, that International Survivor Day is going to be available virtually as well.
And all this at afsp.org/Wisconsin. They can probably get linked up to all of this there, I'm assuming, right? Correct?
Yes. Definitely.
Nice.
And we do post everything on our social. Our handle is at AFSPWI chapter.
There you go. And the Out of the Darkness Walk in Milwaukee is October 10th at Veterans Park. Thank you for all the important work that you do, Gina, with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you letting you coming on the show this morning, and we hope that we can bring suicide out of the darkness, as it is still an issue, very much so.
And I appreciate you and all of the work that Riggs, you do personally, and the work that Odyssey is doing. It is, again, we need to do this work together, and we are together to fight suicide.
Thank you. It's 103.7 KISS FM, or maybe you're listening on Hot 105.7, 99.1 The Mix, or 1250 AM The Fan. You've been listening to this Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show. My name is Riggs from Riggs and Alley, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.